Blog Talk Radio.
The following program contains material which may be considered offensive to some listeners and outright disturbing to others. The views, opinions, positions, or strategies expressed in this program are solely the thought property of Art Underground, who accepts no liability for the content of this program or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided. This program will contain strong language, pervasive writing, thematic elements, mild pervitude, and general insanity. Listening to the program may or may not induce and or cause headaches, migraines, difficulty breathing, bleeding of the nose, mild antisocial personality disorder, failing faith in humanity syndrome, temporary blindness, sudden panic attacks, confusion, rapid pulse, dizziness, hissy fits, loss of appetite, and may even induce fits of rage. And while listener discretion is advised, the host is apathetic, unconcerned, and uninterested with any of the above problems that you may experience. We simply could not give less of a shit if we tried to. Enjoy!
There's a storm coming. Are you ready? Are you prepared? You damn well better be. This storm here, she ain't nothing like you've ever seen before. So grab hold of your bootstraps and hold on tight. This is gonna be one bumpy damn ride.
Yeah, I really don't understand why everybody isn't following the same rules right now. They're very clear, so let's take a minute and let's go over them again. First, you must not leave the house for any reason, unless, of course, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open, and all stores must close unless, of course, they need to stay open. This virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people. And it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected that we build immunity. So it is very important that we get infected and also do not get infected. You should not go to the doctor's office or the hospital unless you have to go there. Unless, of course, you are too sick to go there. This virus has no effect on children except for those children in which it affects. The virus remains active on different surfaces for 2 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours, but in most cases it's days and not hours, and it needs a damp environment or a cold environment that is warm and dry in the air, unless the air is plastic. Schools are closed, so you need to homeschool your children unless you can send them to school because you are not home. If you are at home, you can school your children using various portals and online classrooms unless you have poor internet, more than one child, only one computer, or you are working from home. Baking cakes can be considered math, science, or art. If you are home educating, you can include household chores within their education curriculum. And if you are home educating, you may start drinking at approximately 10 a.m. every day. If you are not home educating children, you may also start drinking at approximately 10 a.m. Masks are useless at protecting you against the virus, but you still need to wear one because it can save lives. And in some cases, it may even be mandatory, but also maybe not. You must not go to work, but you can get another job, at which point you may go to work. Stay home. I don't know how many more celebrities we need to have tell you how important it is to go outside and take care of your mental health. There is no shortage of groceries in the supermarket. There are simply many things missing. You don't need to go buy a bunch of toilet paper, but you should buy some in case you need it. If you are sick, you may go out once you are better, but those in your household, they cannot go out once you are better unless, of course, they need to go out. Animals are not affected by the virus, except for that cat that tested positive in Belgium in February, plus a couple tigers. The number of corona-related deaths will be announced daily, but we don't know how many people are infected because we were only testing those who are almost dead to determine if that's what they will die of. The people who die of corona who are not counted won't or will be counted, but maybe not. To help protect yourself during these times, you should be eating well and exercising, but exercising only eating what you have at home to avoid going to the stores unless you need toilet paper or a fence panel. It's important to get fresh air, but don't go to parks, but do go walk in other places. Just don't sit down unless you are old or pregnant. But if you do sit down, don't sit for too long, unless you are old and you are pregnant, in which case you need to sit down. But if you do sit down, don't eat unless you've had a long walk, which you are allowed to do if you are old or pregnant, except for times in which you aren't. Don't visit old people, but you have a moral obligation to take care of old people and bring them food and medicine. And finally, no businesses will go down due to coronavirus except those businesses that go down due to COVID-19. I hope this cleared up any questions about what we should and should not be doing during this time. Please educate your friends and family with this information so we can remove any and all confusion surrounding this time. Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome, everybody. This is American Renegade. I'm your host, Starter Underground. It is Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. And I'm sorry, folks. I had to play that for you because there has been so much crazy going on that, you know, we all need a good laugh every once in a while. And I just thought that might just bring a little chuckle to you. I damn near peed my pants listening to it. Oh, we got a caller right off the bat here. 86. Whoop, he dropped. Okay, sorry for that. Well, anyway, if you want to try to call back, you can try to call back. Anyway, welcome everyone. Oh, Lord have mercy. Whew. Yeah, trying to call right as soon as the broadcast begins is like really a bad time because I got a lot I got to get through before I can really even think about taking calls. But if you want to try to call back, give it a shot. Anyway, before we go any further here, let me see, pull up some notes here, some things that I saw earlier today I wanted to touch on just briefly before we get on with it. This is getting really crazy. Was listening to the radio earlier today, and in Idaho, there were two things that really caught my attention as I was listening to the news, and that was a family in Idaho is now facing prison time because they had a yard sale. Now, everybody was keeping, you know, their distance away from each other, and, of course, I'm not sure how they were working the hand and money off, but, you know, hey, you know. They're having a yard sale, but now they're looking at prison time. It's freaking ridiculous. And I'm sure that cop did not want to be there dealing with that. I'm sure he figured he had more important things he could have been doing, and he probably did. But, you know, hey, this is crazy. Also, there's you heard about the woman who had her daughter at the park and was playing with her a couple weeks back. Well, she's now facing prison time for being outside playing with her daughter. That's crazy. It kind of reminds me of the story we heard, and I talked briefly about this a few days ago, about the New Jersey family who was threatened with arrest because they had a teenage daughter who, after returning home from spring break, she came down ill, and she did a Twitter thing where she talked about she thought maybe she had the coronavirus. But she had gone to the hospital and she got tested, or no, they didn't test her because they said, well, she waited too long. But wait a minute, she waited too long to get tested? Does that mean like if you don't get tested like within the first 3 or 4 days after you start showing symptoms, it's impossible to tell what you've got? Is that what you're telling? I don't understand the logic behind you waited too long to get tested, so there's no test we can give you. I don't get that. But, you know, that family in New Jersey, you know, the sheriff literally sent the deputy to the house and with orders to demand remove that Twitter feed. How dare you post that you think you might have coronavirus? Crazy. You know, and then there's these others that claim you're putting others at risk by going outside and doing fill in the frickin' blank. It's just crazy. Anyway, got that out of the way. Just some of the stupid I heard on the radio earlier today was just absolutely ridiculous. Got a clip here. Before the broadcast, I was listening to Spreaker.com, the channel's Ideas Are Bulletproof Radio, where I'm heard, where you can catch me every Sunday beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern, and RZ, the owner of the channel, He does a Thursday night tunes where he just plays music, and he was playing a lot of real kind of jazzy kind of stuff, and it's, a lot of it sounded like it was had like a little jazzy rhythm with a slight bit of maybe just a touch of old school, you know, 60s and 70s R&B kind of thrown in there just to kind of tighten it up a little bit. Really beautiful, awesome music. And he posted a link to a New York Post article, and I'm going to have to read it to you because it's, you know, it's one of those things where they have the music playing and then the words on the screen. There's only one part where he Bill de Blasio, Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City, actually says something. And what he says is, I mean, you want to talk about draconian, tyrannical, dictatorial, I don't know, way, call it whatever you want to call it, but I'm going to try to see if I can play it here without any privacy. Bringing it boy in the chat room. Hey, did you catch RZ's Thursday night tunes tonight? Man, was he rocking the soundboard. I tell you what, man, had some great music playing. But he posted this link at newyorkpost.com. And let me see if I can drop the link here in the chat. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but we're going to try it and see what happens. Okay, it went through. So that's the link. And here's the audio clip that played, or the clip that played on it. And again, I'm going to have to read most of it because it's all basically, you know, music playing with the words. But there's one part where he does speak, and I'm going to try to see if I can't cue that up as we go through. But this is Bill de Blasio's social distancing tip line, and it got flooded with penis photos and Hitler memes. After Mayor Bill de Blasio asked New Yorkers to snitch on people for not social distancing. All right. And here's what he said. Let me get the volume set here. But here's what he said.
You have crowd. When you see a line that's not distance, when you see a supermarket that's too crowded, anything, you can report it right away so we can get help there to fix the problem.
So the hotline was then slammed with all kinds of obesities, angry memes. Some of them, let's see here, Morgan L. Schmidt, and this was on Twitter. I almost said titter. Twitter, Morgan L. Schmidt said, start flooding their reported text number with these pics. And then it gave a bunch of pics. And according to, apparently this is here it says, hello and thank you for texting NYC 311. We're here to help, but if this is an emergency, please call 911. A representative will be with you soon. You can text the word COVID to 692-692 to get the latest updates about the coronavirus from Notify NYC. But that's what you get when you go to whatever that thing is. I don't do all of that, so I wouldn't know anything about texting anything to any. What I don't know nothing about that because I don't do it. I don't have a cell phone. Don't want one. But anyway, let's see here. Here's another one from Girlbot who said, "Don't be a Karen." I'm not sure who a Karen is, but but hey, okay. Here it goes on to say, here's the meme. Here is the number to report people for fishing or enjoying the outdoors. 1-800-IMANAZI. I'm a Nazi. That's just too funny. Here's another one by Lizzie Lou Who, who posted a photo of some gummy penises. Says eat a bag of fill in the blanks. okay, so a new. I'm sorry, folks. I'm having too much fun tonight. A New York Police Department source said that 311 also received real DIC pics. Yeah. so anyway, for those of you who are looking at the chat room and saw the link, you can go check that out. It's just too damn funny. Okay, so let's I'm sorry, folks. I'm just having one of them. I think I've had a little bag of Richards. There you go. Bringing it boy in the chat room says it's a bag of Richards. Yeah. Oh, my goodness mercy. Oh, let me see. I don't know. Do I have that link there? Yeah. Las Vegas Mayor, Carolyn Goodman. She was on with Anderson Cooper. I think this was last night, or night before. But she was on with Anderson Cooper, and they had this extended, politically correct way of putting it, yeah. She had this extended interview with Anderson Cooper on Wednesday. That would be last night. And she is calling, Mayor Carolyn Goodman, the Las Vegas mayor, is calling for casinos, hotels, and restaurants to reopen in the city because of the loss of what she called the wrenching loss of jobs and revenue. And, you know, Vegas, you know, that's kind of like that. That's like, you know, that's, I guess its closest rival would be Atlantic City, I guess. But the casino, it's strictly a touristy attraction. There's a lot of money generated there. Cost of living's a bit on the high side, kind of like living in L.A. But at one point, Cooper showed a report from a Chinese researchers that outlined how the spread this coronavirus spreads in a restaurant. Now, if I'd have thought about it, I should have attached this picture to the feed there in the chat room, because it would have been really good to see it. But in fact, I don't know if maybe I don't think I can at this point. But I'm going to drop the link in the chat room here, and you can go and you can see the image for yourself. It's only like maybe 30 or so seconds into the interview. But the image is basically it's just an illustration. It's not an actual picture of a restaurant, but it's an illustration of several round tables and a square table. Now, the table in the very center, there's four large tables in a square, basically. The upper right large, or the upper left large circle is table A. The table to the left is a slightly smaller round table, and that's table B. And the table to the right of it is table C. Now, you see one of those chairs, which is, you know, each chair is represented by a circle, and it shows that one, and they're all like with a red outline. Inside that red outline of one of those circles that represents a chair is colored yellow. Now, this is the original infected person who came into the restaurant and sat down at this table with five other people. Okay. Now, the smaller round table to the left only has, it's a table for four, but there's only three people sitting at it. And, or I don't know, maybe it's a full table. I don't know. But the table to the right of it, that's table C, it has seven chairs. Now, the original table, we're talking about table A, which is the center table at the top there. The top left large table has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 chairs. So these are big tables, okay? Can seat 10 people. Now, this one person sits, yeah, he's got his hands over his eyes like, oh my goodness. That's Anderson Cooper's, apparently. Bringing It Boy in the chat room is looking at the audio clip. But it shows only 5 people sitting at table A, the smaller round table to the left, only, you know, it shows, well, I don't know, maybe the tables are full. But what it's showing is the one circled in red that's yellow, that's the original infected person. Now, the idea here is the table to the left shows 3 of the chairs circled with red outlines, and the table to the right shows 2 with red chairs with red outlines. And the table that the infected person is sitting at shows not only the original infected with a red outline, but 4 others with red outlines. And what Anderson Cooper is trying to claim is that this one original person, by simply going into that restaurant and sitting down and having dinner, now assuming that all of these tables are full, that one person infected 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people. Now, here's the ironic thing. Okay? Here's the crazy thing about this. How many of you have seen the aerial shots of the Oklahoma City Alfred P. Murrow building? Now, I can hear you now. I can hear some of you out there now. What the hell does Oklahoma City bombing have to do with the coronavirus and this hypothetical guy going into a restaurant infected with the coronavirus? Well, I'm going to just hear me out. I'm one of those guys that I've been studying law since 1986. So I've got 33 years that I've been studying law. I've already graduated from 2 law schools, and I'm currently enrolled in my 3rd one, and I've been with them for 7 years now. Okay? So I think I know a little bit about investigating the facts. And I look at everything when I am looking at anything that I'm trying to either prove or disprove. I always start out, my objective, first of all, is can I debunk the claim? That's my first question. And I try to debunk it. But if I can't debunk it, apparently there's got to be some truth to it. And that's the approach I take with everything I research. So, keeping that in mind, I'm looking at this from a lawyer's viewpoint, from the viewpoint of an attorney. What are the flaws that I see here? Okay, I'm looking at 6 tables, 4 large round tables, 1 small round table, and 1 square table, small square table. If you count every circle as being an occupied chair, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31 people sitting in this one area. Okay? I just counted every circle that represents a chair, and there are 31 of them. Okay? 5 plus 5. Plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, plus 4. Okay? So 31 circles. These represent occupied chairs. Now, no one at table D and E has been affected. No one at the square table has been affected. However, of the 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 people sitting at tables A, B, and C, it shows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them have just been infected. But what's the flaw here? Let's go to the Alpha P. Murrow building. When you look at the aerial shots, you look at the area that represents where the truck was sitting, the so-called Ryder truck that had the fertilizer bomb in it that Timothy McVeigh supposedly used to blow the building in. First of all, the thing you see is you see this big crater in the ground where the truck was supposedly sitting. Now, that's typical of a rather large fertilizer bomb. That's typical. When I was in the Army, I was trained a little bit in demolition, so I kind of know what I'm talking about here as well. So, you see this crater in the road where the truck was sitting, typical of a very large truck bomb of several hundred pounds of fertilizer and other chemicals exploding. Very typical. However, you notice all the debris is blown outward. Well, if this was a truck bomb, all the debris would have been blown into the building and not out across the street and down the block. But the real interesting thing about this aerial photo is if you look, the damage to the front of the building only goes in so far and then it stops. Which, okay, we'll give that one. We'll give them that one. But they want you to believe that the support columns in the basement all the way in the far left corner of the building were blown out while the support columns in the basement closest to the truck stood fast. Do you see the dilemma here? Do you see why the aerial views do not support the official story? If this truly was a truck bomb that blew up the Alpha P. Murrow building, then the majority of the damage would have been closer to the truck, not at the farthest point from the truck. This indicates bombs in the basement at those support columns farthest from the truck. Now back to the picture of this restaurant. You're going to tell me that I'm sitting at a table with 10 people. There's a table behind me with 4 people. Now, the 3 people at that table closest to me got infected. Okay, I can see that. The guy to my person to my immediate right and the person to their immediate right got infected. Okay, I can see that. But the person to my immediate left and the person to their immediate left were left unharmed, while the person to that one person's immediate left was infected, the person to his immediate left was left unaffected, and the person to their immediate left was infected. Why? And then the other 2 remaining people were unaffected. But here's where it gets really interesting. The 2 people directly across the table from me who are now infected, while the one sitting between them is not infected, behind them is table C with 7 people sitting at it. But the person closest to the one directly across the table from me is unaffected, while the person farthest is infected. And then the person to the far bottom, farthest away from me, is infected. Meaning, from me to the farthest person from me, out of 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 people, only 6 of them are infected. And 2 of them, 2 of those people at that far table, 8 people between me and them, not infected. Do you see where this official story or this official claim of how the coronavirus has spread makes no sense? You see how that makes no sense at all? How can someone that far away from me be infected while the people between me and them are unaffected? But do you know where this, and I did a screenshot of it so I could actually describe it and wouldn't have to keep doing whatever with the video. I just took a screenshot of the image. And it says right at the top, it says, study shows coronavirus spread in restaurant. This is what they want you to believe. This is how it spreads. Do you know who did this study? Would you like to take a guess at who did this study? The Chinese. This was a study done by the Chinese government medical system. Folks, do you honestly think I'm going to believe anything coming out of China at this point? Remember, I gave in the beginning when this whole thing started, I gave a possible theory. What I said was a working theory, and I laid out a timeline beginning in 2005, moving forward, involving Fort Detrick, Maryland's bioweapons lab, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill Science Lab, and others. And I laid out a potential theory, a working theory, that did indeed support the argument that some were making that this was a U.S.-engineered bioweapon. I also talked about how a Taiwanese scientist did a DNA sequence extraction from both the virus we have here in the United States and the virus that was sweeping through Italy. And the conclusion was these were two separate strains of coronavirus. And I did say right at the when I gave that out, I said it was a potential working theory. But as we moved forward over the following couple of weeks, and I continued doing more research as new evidence was coming out, and finally I had to come and say, I believe now my working theory was not correct, although it did have merit, but due to new evidence and new information that had been discovered, it was now my belief that the virus did not come from the Chinese, Wuhan bioweapons lab, but instead came from a virology lab, which was just a few miles down the road from the bioweapons lab. And that somehow some contaminated something or other had accidentally been thrown out in the trash, and possibly a dog got a hold of it and somehow infected a person, and bing, bang, boom, we had an outbreak. That's what I believe now happened. But I am willing to change my beliefs as I gain new information. And I said this a couple of weeks ago. In fact, in the chat room, Bringing It Boy, you should remember where I actually mentioned this, that I have no problem with coming back and changing what I believe as I gain new information. Well, that's what I believe happened now, based on the new information that I've managed to acquire, and that's been my belief for the past week and a half now, 2 weeks, somewhere right in there, okay? And knowing now that I believe that it was actually somehow got out of the virology lab in Wuhan and made it into the human population, and knowing that China lied about it until sometime in early mid-December when they finally admitted to it, and knowing that all throughout the first couple months they continued to blame everyone else except themselves, there is no way in hell I'm going to believe anything coming out of China at this point. Not a chance that I'm going to believe anything coming from them. And you're not going to tell me a study is going to show that I can go into a restaurant infected and only infect 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people out of 31 people who are all in close proximity to me. I'm sorry, but a virus like this is not selective. everybody in that restaurant would have been infected. Period. If this were an actual scenario. But because the she's talking, it's there in the chat room, they're saying something about look at the dates. Oh, you'll have to fill something about the dates. You'll have to be specific. Just come out and tell me, because obviously I missed something. But anyway. Anderson Cooper, when he showed this, began to show this report to the Las Vegas mayor, Carolyn Goodman. Her first comment was, well, you're going to have to give me more than they don't match. What are you talking about? Dates. Give me the date. Describe what you're talking to or call me and tell me. Because I have no idea what you're talking about. Sorry if I sound a little aggravated here, but I don't know what you're talking about. When I was reading the article and listening to the video, I wasn't looking at dates. Anyway, as he was pointing this, as he was showing this report to Mayor Goodman, she says, this isn't China. This is Las Vegas, Nevada. And his response was, wow, that's really ignorant. What is ignorant about her comment? The whole scenario that he's trying to lay out here doesn't hold water. Okay? It doesn't oh, what was it my grandpa used to say? It doesn't pass the smell test. And, you know, I've been around the farm long enough, I know what it smells like when I step in it. You know what I'm saying? There is no way that this is even possible. It couldn't happen like that. Because if you go into a restaurant and you sit down at a table and you are surrounded by 30 other people and you're infected, you have effectively... If this virus is spread the way they say it's spread, you have effectively infected all 30 people. Now, whether they come down sick or not is a whole different story. But you cannot tell me that out of 30 people, this virus only chooses to infect 7, 8, or 9 people. I'm just not buying it. Okay, I think we've got either Suzette or Robert, probably most likely Suzette on the line, and you're going to explain something to me about dates. I know I sounded a little testy there, but I don't do cryptic messages. I kind of like, I actually need details. So give me your details.
Okay, well, one thing, Art.
Oh, it's Robert.
Okay, it's okay. Gotcha. The dates on there, what's this? Okay, so is it saying that the person came on the 24th? Was infected, and then the person that crossed away from him, A2, on the 27th became infected?
Oh, you're talking about the dates per person.
Yes.
So what you're talking about is each person began to show symptoms at different dates.
Okay, even that's not even right either. That just doesn't work. The only way is the eye in the sky would be watching these people. And if they're watching these people and they're, okay, say that day, the 24th, this person, A1, that came in, and he's in, okay, everyone's there right now, and he has infected all these people. They just all of a sudden got the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's just no way. Because either he's cheating with A2, they're passing cards underneath the table to each other to get infected him. For him to infect that guy, and then A2 had to give his cards to A4, then A3, then A5. You know, they're cheating. That's the only way they can be getting the virus. Someone's counting cards, and they're giving each other cards, and it's got the virus on them.
Well, apparently this was supposedly a hypothetical that the Chinese government was trying to – that what they did supposedly was create this hypothetical to try to explain how the virus is transmitted.
You know, why did the Chinese just get off at that, you know, just because Bruce Lee taught us Kung Fu, it's over? And they're just trying to destroy us from that?
Do what now?
Oh, I'm saying that, you know, why won't the Chinese just get over it? Just because Bruce Lee taught us Kung Fu doesn't mean that, you know, we're all bad people and we deserve a virus for it.
Oh, okay, I get you. I don't know. It just, the whole thing just stunk to me. I mean, there's no way they're going to convince me that this is an actual, real, accurate theoretical, because supposedly this was a theoretical situation that the Chinese was using to try to explain how the virus is transmitted. But they're not going to tell me that if I'm sitting in the middle of 30 different people, that somehow I'm only contaminating 8 or 9 of them and the others are left unscathed.
Right.
It's bullpucky. There is no way that, I mean, it's kind of like trying to convince me that the Twin Towers actually were brought down by smoldering fires created by two planes smashing into them.
Exactly.
I'm just not buying it.
How about the one in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Or trying to convince me that a 757 fit through a 16-foot hole in the side of the Pentagon. I'm just not buying it. You know what I'm saying?
No, all day long. And the one in Pennsylvania, that one crossing the woods, and it just, you know, disintegrated.
Yeah, and the whole plane just disappeared into a hole that was only about 20-foot diameter. You know, go figure.
No one heard. Yep. Yeah, I know. No one saw it.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. There's no way on God's green earth that's even remotely possible. And besides, if this was a study that was done by China, I mean, at this point, I don't think if there's anybody in the United States other than, you know, idiot liberal Democrats who just, you know, can't smell their own fart under the covers.
Yeah.
You know, other than these wingnuts in Washington who think that, you know, China is like got it all figured out. Nobody in America is going to buy this.
And what's with the stock market count on the side there, that screensaver page with the CNN pandemic? Oh, it's pandemic. I thought it was the stock market numbers. They have that going on the whole time they do their broadcast, huh? The death count?
Do what now?
I guess they have the death count all the time on CNN.
Oh, yeah, the numbers are so way out of whack, it's not even funny. I follow the numbers every day, and the numbers that they give, the official numbers they give, aren't even close. Especially now that we just learned the other day that, you know, the experts who have been following and researching this since it began have now come out and said that the numbers, depending on where in the country you live, and I covered this the other day, depending on where in the country you live, because, you know, the cities here in Georgia are not like the cities in San Francisco. The cities in you know, Kansas are not like the cities in New York. You know, you have a lot of different demographics, different populations, different, you know, what do they call it, population per capita, you know. So depending on where you live, and
different, you know, what do they call it, population?
Yeah.
Okay,
you're sounding. Oh hell, you just. Okay, I think you just lost connection. I see the call just dropped. Wow, that's weird. try to call back in if you can. I think what he's I think what Robert is saying is he was kind of trying to help me out with the words I was looking for. Depending on where you live, the demographics of where you live, population per capita, we know that New York City per square mile has a lot more people than, say, Atlanta. Okay? So, of course, the results and the demographics are going to be different. All right? So depending on where you live in the country, depending on your demographics where you live, the actual numbers of people who actually are infected, whether you're asymptomatic or whatever the case may have been, because think about this: there were a lot of there's been a lot of people who got sick, didn't go to the hospital, they just felt kind of ill for a few days, and then they were over it. They chalked it up to being a typical flu, I guess. People who are asymptomatic, who are infected, but they show no signs, they don't get sick, they feel fine, and they go on about their day. Okay? According to the researchers who've been following this from the beginning, they have now come out and said that in actuality, the numbers should be anywhere from 45 to 55 times higher than the official numbers that are being given. Now you think about that. What that does is, if that's correct, and they said they used LA as an example, a very heavily populated area, a large per capita population. And again, per capita is like people per square mile. LA has a very large per capita population. In LA, they're saying the number should be, in cities like LA and New York, those numbers should actually be 55 times higher than what they are. Now, what that does is it takes you from a point, from a 4.0 mortality rate. When we say mortality rate, another word for that is the death rate, how many people are dying. The mortality rate goes from 4.0 to 0.1. Instantly, just by looking at the fact that they now say the numbers should be 55 times higher. And boy, I'm telling you what, 0.1 is a hell of a big difference between 4.0. What that means is over 90% of the people fully recover without hospitalization. That's another big key factor there. They're not telling you this. 90% of people who get sick are able to self-isolate at home and recover with no problem. You end up with 9.9% end up in the hospital for treatment, and 0.1 die. That's not bad. Because guess what the seasonal flu numbers are? How many people die with the mortality rate of the seasonal flu is? 0.1. That's the mortality rate for the seasonal flu. So this coronavirus has the same exact mortality rate as the seasonal flu. Now, here's an interesting thing. Okay, Bring It Boy says, my phone just went crazy. Yeah, it was kind of weird, dude, because you sounded, I mean, the whole call, you kind of sounded a little muffled to begin with, but I could still, which is why I had to ask you, say that again, because you kind of sounded a little muffled, so sometimes it was a little hard to understand what you were saying. But then all of a sudden it went all kind of wonky, and it sounded like you were talking through like a tunnel a mile away, and I couldn't, and then all of a sudden it just went out. It was weird. But we're almost out of time, but I do want to share with you an article that came out in the Huffington Post, and this was the head of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield. Mainstream media attacked him, saying he was talking about the next wave was going to be just like, oh my God, it's going to be the next, you know, like it's going to be all horrible, rotten, and far worse than anything we've ever seen in the history of man and infectious diseases. So Trump did a press conference and had him come up and rebut what they said. And what he said was, in the fall, when the flu season comes in, the coronavirus is going to complicate things because we'll be dealing with, and he actually used the word, a flu pandemic. Okay, he's seeing the future now. It's not just Anthony Fauci who can predict the future 3 years in the future, but now, you know, Robert Redfield can predict the future, like, at least into next fall. But he said the coronavirus is going to be happening at the same time we're going to have the seasonal flu, and that's going to complicate things. But he validated something I've been saying over and over and over again, and that is there's a difference between the flu, an influenza, and a coronavirus. He actually validated that when he said, I didn't say that this was going to be worse. I said it was going to be more difficult and potentially complicated because we will have the influenza and the coronavirus circling at the same time. Now, when you use words like influenza and coronavirus, you are making a distinction between the two. And remember, at least three times in the past week, I have tried to explain the difference. And at one point, earlier in the week, I literally gave you the medical definition of each one. So Dr. Redfield has just validated what I've been telling you for at least a week now, that there is a difference between a coronavirus and an influenza. Thank you, Dr. Redman. I appreciate that. Anything else? Oh, yeah. The airlines got a bailout, and they have actually come out and said that because of this bail, and I'll talk more about this probably tomorrow night maybe, but apparently the federal government now is part owner of the airline industry. Imagine that. They're working really hard to take over healthcare, but they have successfully grabbed a big chunk of the airline industry as well. What's the pros and cons of the flu and the virus? I couldn't tell you because I haven't had either one. So I haven't had the flu in so long, I don't remember what it was like. The only thing I can think that any pro of the flu was two pros or three pros. One, when I was a child and got the flu, I didn't have to go to school. Two, as an adult when I got the flu, I didn't have to go to work. And three, I had the flu enough times up until 30 years or so ago that I've never had the flu since. So I think I have an immunity to it now. And because I live in a virtual petri dish, because of my lifestyle, I think I just have a natural immunity to a lot of things that most people would be affected by. Because I seem to be able to put myself in really compromising situations surrounding myself by sick people, and I seem to continuously walk away unscathed, which is why I haven't really worried about this coronavirus much, because of the history that I've had over the past 30 years with not getting sick. I think I'm doing pretty good, and so I figure, hey, who knows? At some point in time, something might jump up and say, hey, tag, you're it, you know? It could happen, not saying it won't. It could, I don't know. But also just real briefly, and probably get into this a little bit more tomorrow, some of the people that do not qualify for any of the stimulus are immigrants, exchange students, DACA, people who fall under the DACA, and U.S. citizens who are married to immigrants. Oops. Coming up Friday, though. Oh, and there's a new thing that the coronavirus causes. Pink eye. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, too. On Sunday, starting 7 p.m., Spreaker.com. Ideas Are Bulletproof Radio is the channel. American Renegade with Art Underground is the podcast. I'm going to get into the $500 billion package Congress just passed in detail. I've already read it 3 times. I'm going to continue going over it till I have it burned in my mind. And I'm going to explain it to you come Sunday, along with a lot more. Also, on Spreaker.com, for those of you who are interested, every Sunday evening, 8:30 p.m. on the East Coast, 5:30 p.m. on the West Coast, Suzette Live Talk every Tuesday evening. On Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, RZ's Thursday Tunes Show, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. On Saturday, RZ's Free Speech Zone, where he brings a little bit of educational information to you. He always does a really good job of that. Also, I am working on putting together something for like Friday nights, maybe on Spreaker.com as well, same channel. And it'll be where I just play music. It'll be kind of like karaoke, but without, you know, you won't be able to see the words. I've been downloading massive amounts the past 6 months, massive amounts of just instrumental music of songs that we all know and love that we hear on the radio all the time from various artists like Ann Murray, Bellamy Brothers, Freddie Fender, stuff from 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and on up till now, Keith Urban, a lot of country, rock and roll, contemporary, and just, yeah, a whole mix of stuff. So I'm working on that. That's going to be, we're going to do that on Fridays, but probably be in a couple weeks, maybe, before we do that. I want to kind of spend some time getting the word out. Anyway, I want to thank everyone for joining me this evening. Hope it's been informative and insightful. Please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And remember, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter how hard they work to intimidate you, don't ever be afraid to stand up, speak out, let your voice be heard. Till next time, I'm Art Underground. This is American Renegade. Be safe out there, folks.
Oh, you're gonna make it, you're free.